It's time for our weekly look at another Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendations here on Lake 88, looking at recommendation number six this week with Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House. Aaron, welcome back to Lake 88.
Good morning, Bob.
We want to mention, too, that we will refer to IPV several times over the course of this chat, and that means intimate partner violence, just so our listeners know to what we're referring. Number six says amend the Coroner's Act to require the recipient of an inquest recommendation to advise the Office of the Chief Coroner if a recommendation is complied with or to provide an explanation if it's not implemented. This is a pretty big one, isn't it, Aaron?
Yes, for me, Bob, that speaks to accountability. It speaks to the fact that the jury wants these recommendations to be alive, to be living, to be fluid, and to be implemented, and to be spoken to upon completion in terms of a form of accountability that will assist us to look at what the barriers are when there is not a compliance with a recommendation.
And really, as you said, you use the word accountability so many times in there. When you talk about the other recommendations, it all, I don't want to say it seems voluntary, but there's a willingness to make sure that these people are all involved in this process, forming the commission, dealing with the other aspects that we've discussed in previous interviews. This one is where they seem to really put that lock and key onto it, where you do have to do this. This is important. Or else there will be some ramifications.
Yeah, I think that one of the things we know about inquests is that in inquests are not then allocated the funds and the resources to make every recommendation become implemented. And I think that this recommendation speaks to the fact that we know that there are historical inquests where, we've done research and we've looked at the rates of completion, we've looked at implementation, and we know that there's no body that's monitoring that. And so as independent groups of organizations, we've done some of that research, and we know that the numbers are not particularly high. And so number six really does speak to the chief coroner's investment in wanting to know if recommendations are implemented, how are they complied with, to what extent, and if they're not, how come? And I think that that also works with other recommendations that speak to the review of the recommendations in a year and having people come together and look at the recommendations. It's necessary for us to know what's being done, what's not being done, and why.
Does it make sense when it comes to IPV to have, you're looking at the Office of the Chief Coroner to do this instead of something like the Ministry of Justice?
Yeah, I think that it makes perfectly good sense to have the Office of the Chief Coroner be looking at the updates, because it was the Office of the Chief Coroner that organized all of this and that gave the spotlight to this particular inquest, and they are invested in wanting to see the recommendations come to fruition. And I think they want to honor the victims. I think they want to honor the hard work of the jury, and I think they're in a position to support the movement going forward and in a way calling the question of accountability to the inquest recommendations.
Now, if you could really summarize for our listeners, because it's been a few weeks now that we've been doing this, when we're looking at the recommendations that have been made so far, and you take into consideration that the chief coroner will be the one who is taking a look at whether they have been complied with or not, is this something that you see as a good fit with the other things that we've discussed previous? I'm not trying to ask the same question that I did right there. I'm looking at the cohesiveness of all the people that have been brought together in the forming of the commission and dealing with the other issues that we've brought up. Are all these puzzle pieces fitting properly?
It is my feeling that they are fitting properly and that the jury makes really good sense of covering all its bases. I think that, from the declaration to the formation of a commission, to then looking at how the pieces fit together in terms of who's part of that commission, who's working on the goals of eradicating IPV, what are the roles of survivor advocates in our community, and how do we then have this implementation committee that's cohesive and that speaks to all the various spokes in the wheel. And I think that the coroner's office really is central to that, in the sense that I think it started with them. I think we need to ensure that the mechanism is created to report back on the status of those recommendations, because they were issued through the office of the chief coroner. So I think all the pieces do work well to, I hope will work well together, because they fit well together, and everybody has a place in this puzzle. And this is our opportunity to shine around how we lend support to each other, how we back off and look to experts in other areas, and how we really focus on the critical piece, which is change, so that we don't ever see these circumstances ever arrive again.
Are there any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners on this particular recommendation?
I just want to speak to the fact that, Bob, you're right. There are 86 recommendations, and listeners and folks in the community may be confused at times about how many this and how many that and how that's going to work. And I think that it's important for you to know that there will be other opportunities coming up in our community to talk about the inquests in public, to talk about the recommendations. If you're interested, please be in contact with any of your local anti-violence agencies. If you want a copy of the inquest recommendations to look through them yourself, it is a public document. And I would encourage people who are interested and are listening to these newscasts, but are feeling like, wow, how does one relate to seven? And then how does 46 relate to 74? And when we get there, I think it's important to know that it's accessible, and folks are certainly welcome to have access to the recommendations.
All right, we've now looked at a total of six recommendations. That makes up the section called Oversight and Accountability. Next week, we will be looking at recommendation seven as we start the system approaches, collaboration, and communication. Lots of interesting discussion, I'm sure, to come there. Aaron, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you very much.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88.